KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we still have some dense fog, about 0.8 mile visibility. We look for that dense fog advisory to continue until 9 o'clock for all those counties, including Cass, along and south of Interstate 80. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. We look for the fog to burn off and skies to become mostly sunny today with a high of 85. News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. Iowa 3rd District Democratic Representative Congresswoman Cindy Axne made rounds in southwest Iowa Tuesday. One of her stops was here in Atlantic, where she spoke with KJAN News. With regard to a number of topics, and Axne said that Iowans are still hurting a lot from the effects of the coronavirus pandemic.
And unfortunately, we're starting to run into some difficult times in regard to people not having what they need to put food on the table. Certainly, state and local municipalities losing a lot of revenue that is going to be needed to make sure we can keep our teachers and our police officers employed and all of those things that we rely on.
She said, we're all ready to have this COVID over. We all know that, but I certainly think people are buckling down, trying to stay safe, and in the meantime, knowing that if we don't have at least one good package through to assist them with COVID, we're going to be in a bad place this fall. She was referring there to the action in Congress. She said, with regard to the economic relief package that Congress is working on, she's working hard to make it happen, and actually said, with regard to a mandatory face mask policy in Iowa, I think she should, she said, based on the scientific data available.
I'm nothing if I'm not a science and data-based person. My entire background's on strategy and data. I've worked for Democratic and Republican administrations. I solely rely on data, and data shows that we can reduce the transmission. President Trump's administration has advised that Iowa does this. The Centers for Disease Control has advised that Iowa go to a mask mandate. So I'm going to listen to the folks who do this for a living, who read the data and who say that if we put masks on, we could lower the spread.
She said a national mask mandate should also be in place. Actually, says a mandate additional procedures had been, if they had been in place early on, we could probably get back to a much more normal lifestyle by now instead of seeing bars closed again, businesses hurt again because we didn't want to buckle down. When asked if she supports House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's bargaining position with the White House with regard to the second pandemic relief package, Axne said she's in favor of the House and Senate coming together on a final COVID bill.
We have people on both sides of the aisle, Republicans and Democrats, who have put fat into the bill. We have people who won't come off of a negotiation because of some pet project that they've gotten there, instead of focusing on the big issues that we're facing right now. People who need some money in their pocket because they're unemployed. Folks who are going to be kicked out of their rental housing because they can't afford it any longer. Businesses that won't be able to start up again and provide money for their family.
She said also that PPE for our teachers and schools to make sure that they can educate our kids. Those are things that we should be caring about, not laptops for congressional workers that the Democrats have in the bill, and not a new FBI building that Republicans have in the bill. Pelosi has said that she and the Democrats would compromise on a $2.2 trillion limit, while the White House indicated its support for going up to $1.3 trillion. Axne said she expects to see a package closer to $2.2 trillion by the time all is said and done. And with regard to the upcoming elections, she said she thinks the race between Republican incumbent Senator Joni Ernst and her Democratic challenger Teresa Greenfield will be really tough.
I think that, it was Joni's to have, but I think she's slipping a little bit. She needs to be doing some stuff for Iowans, like stepping up in this, like I did in this last COVID bill, and saying, I want ethanol literally listed as a recipient for support, because our ethanol industry is dying by the wayside. We've got people who work on that right here in the Atlantic area. And so these are the types of things she needs to be doing.
Greenfield said she's getting a lot of traction. She understands the district and Axne expects the race to be a toss-up. And as for her own race against Republican David Young, Axne said her record shows that he should have stood up for Iowa, and she's hoping to continue working for Iowans and being the voice for their interests. Elsewhere in southwest Iowa news, the Glenwood Police Department reports two separate arrests. Authorities say 33-year-old William Meredith was arrested Monday on two counts of domestic abuse assault. Meredith was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. And 33-year-old Angelo Boggs of Bellevue, Nebraska was arrested Sunday in Glenwood for OWI and child endangerment. Boggs was held on a $3,000 cash or surety bond. Officials of the Harlan Police Department yesterday said 54-year-old Jeffrey Roland Sr. of Harlan was cited Friday for driving while suspended. And on Sunday, 26-year-old Dylan Roland of Harlan was arrested for public intoxication. Authorities said also there were no injuries reported following an accident in the 1100 block of Chatburn Avenue on August 27th when an SUV traveling west in the outside lane was next to another vehicle. A car driven by Enya Fleshman of Harlan made a left-hand turn into the Dollar General store in front of Elise Sorensen's SUV. Sorensen didn't see the Chevy until it was obstructing the flow of traffic. Sheriff's officials in Mills County say a Nebraska woman was injured during a rollover accident Monday evening. 19-year-old Hannah Eakin of Omaha was driving a 2014 Chevy Cruze southbound on 300th Street just after 7 p.m. when she came to the intersection of 300th Street and Epperson Avenue. Eakin attempted to make a left-hand turn. Her vehicle skidded into the south ditch, though, and struck a drainage tube before overturning. Eakin was transported to Mercy Hospital by ambulance. A passenger in her vehicle refused medical attention. Both occupants had been wearing their seatbelts. And the state of Iowa, State Library of Iowa, that is, has announced that the Cumberland Public Library has met the conditions for state accreditation as outlined in Service to Iowa, Public Library Standards, 6th edition. State Librarian Michael Scott said the director and board of trustees of the Cumberland Public Library in the city of Cumberland are to be commended for this achievement and their commitment to excellence in public library services for their community. Accredited libraries receive a higher rate of compensation through the state's Library Enrich Iowa program. They also receive a certificate of accreditation signed by the governor and other Iowa officials. You can read more about that in this same story on our news page at kjan.com. The news was brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, give Myron Gross Real Estate a call today at 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.